Okay, I want to jam in a few calls, but, you know, Aaron Dykes is following basically what you've told him and what pharmacist Ben Fuchs has told him. And I've just been doing it for like a month, and I've lost like 10 pounds. I'm still fat. And people can see I've lost weight, especially when I'm not on TV. I'm not too photogenic. I'm feeling a lot better, except for today. I've got some kind of stomach thing. And Aaron has lost a lot of weight. My wife's just started it. She can totally feel it. Her skin's like radiating. Because once you start eating nutrients, you now don't need as much food. You're not hungry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ben was a great guest on your show. I hope you have him back on. And I listened carefully to his interview, and I agreed with everything he said, that a lot of hunger is really caused by nutritional deficiencies. And once you remineralize, which you can do through superfoods like Enerfood and like some of the other, I bring superfoods most of the time.
Yeah, you brought us some today.
Yeah, I'm always bringing stuff. I brought chia seeds, and your crew is like addicted to chia seeds now, which is great. I'll bring more.
You're like a drug pusher.
I am, yeah, except I'm not selling it. I'm just bringing
pretty evil, though, bringing vitamins. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but anyway, Ben was right on, and once you do get your nutrition in, you'll automatically start dropping the pounds. I mean, look, you know, I dropped 50 pounds before. I used to be pretty heavy when I was on a lot of processed food, and I don't exercise as much anymore as I used to. I just exercise working on my farm, basically, but I managed to stay sufficiently, you know, fit enough to do my farm work, but I'm not athletically active at all.
And you look like you are. Let's take a quick call here. I tell you, you're definitely evil, though, trying to get people to eat healthy food. Jonathan in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I have two video clips on YouTube for you and one news article, but I'm going to the news article first. If you go on Google and you put in Mississippi TSA official charged in fatal stabbing.
Oh, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, Assistant Federal Security Director for TSA in Mississippi has been arrested and charged for fatal stabbing.
I covered that last week. There was like five articles of rape, stabbings, killings, stealing, pedophile. I mean, every day they're getting busted for something, literally.
Okay. Now, the first video I'm going to is on YouTube, and you can type in Renton Cops Cop Shredding Reports on Police Misconduct. And basically, these cops, they went to Google, who's been known for tracking people online. They went directly to them to arrest someone because they're being made fun of by this guy because he found out about police misconduct and that they were shredding their police.
Oh, they arrested him for exposing him. Well, that sounds like freedom. What was the name of the town again?
It's Renton. That's Renton. And you type in Renton Cops Caught Shredding Reports on Police Misconduct. That's one. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it, sir.
The next one is this woman in 1947. Her name is Mrs. Lee, and she's the president of Planned Parenthood Federation. And this is an old clip of her calling for a ban on childbirth. And she says, the clip is, "No more babies. Expert calls for ban on childbirth." And as 1947.
No, Planned Parenthood was founded. In their founding documents, they said to exterminate black weeds and white weeds. And it was a Nazi organization. And then it gets praised by the liberals, and they have all the local liberals raise money for them and run around and do it. No More Babies is the name of the clip. We'll get that posted up at InfoWars.com. That's on YouTube?
Yes. It's No More Babies, Expert Calls for Ban on Childbirth. And this is from 1947. So this isn't just about a woman's choice on getting abortion.
They want to sterilize you. Listen, you're always great calling with news. We'll check that. We'll get that up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you haven't heard the last of Mike Adams. He's really going to break all this down tonight. InfoWars Nightly News. And we got a special report with Dr. Conant coming up this evening as well. 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. See you back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Great job, crew.
owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the 29th day of September, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, you remember Michael Allison. He was facing life in prison. That's life in prison for videotaping and audio taping the police and others in public. Now, the state attorney came down to the county he was in. The Boss Hogdom that he lives in, little Boss Hogville, and said, we want him to spend life in prison with a straight face. The judge threw it out. Now, if I told you there were thousands of cases of police charging people for videotaping them in public, that would be an understatement. There are thousands a year. We've looked it up. We can't get the exact number, but Illinois, I saw a press report a few days ago, has charged more than 500 people this year so far. In fact, there are so many of these out of Illinois that Jaron did a search of it today, and there were articles just all over the place. So many of them that it made our head spin. We thought we were calling one guy it had happened to, and turned out it was another guy, but then he knew another guy it was happening to who knew another guy. Chicago's artist protest backfires as he faces 15 years in jail because he recorded his own arrest on video. That's the Daily Mail. That's another guy. Okay. Then there's this report. Cops try to hit Illinois man with 15-year jail sentence And it's consecutive. So if they charge you like Allison with six or seven counts, it's life in prison. Cops try to hit Illinois man with 15-year jail sentence for recording traffic stop. Despite clear legal precedent, nationwide hoax that it's illegal to film cops prevails. And we have a little newscast here where the media people, I mean, now there's no doubt that 12 states know this is not illegal. I've read the statute in Illinois here on air, and it says nothing about videotaping and audiotaping people in public. It is in areas that are perceived to be private, like your home or behind closed doors in your office, where both parties are not informed. Okay? Wiretapping is putting a wiretap on somebody without their consent. By the way, how does OnStar get away with listening to people in their cars in all 50 states without warrants and selling it to the police and selling it to the feds and tracking everywhere you go and selling it to insurance companies? That's all admitted now. I told you 12 years ago because I was contacted by an engineer and went over the technology, and a few years later it did come out the FBI was using it without warrants. Now it's just admitted, hey, even if you turn it off, we're listening to you. Even if you don't pay the bill and say, I don't want this. You buy a car, they say, you want us to activate the OnStar. I remember, I must have been 10 years ago. I bought a Tahoe out at Covert Country, and I went out there because I knew Roger Raisler. I don't think he works there anymore. The little brother of my high school friends, Roger Raisler, was a UT football player, a successful UT football player, big guy. Point is, I go out there, I buy the car, and I say, now I want you go into the dash and remove the cell phone system. And they were like, Alex, come on. You just don't enable it. I'm like, no, it'll be used to listen to me. And they all laughed at me but said, all right, we'll take it around back and have them do it and come back in a few hours. Again, because I live in the real world. I actually know that we have a criminal government. That, because believe me, OnStar, General Motors would not be doing that, and General Motors is now the government. Would not be doing that unless they've been given government authorization and have been pressured to do it. And it's all part of a global standardization, moving everybody into that. And I actually have some news articles concerning this today. But to make a long story short, Google admits now 6 years ago, 2005, we wrote articles about it, from their own press release. Google, to the stockholders, put out a press release, is how we knew, saying we've got new software that when you download our dashboard system or use our systems, we can dial in and listen via the microphone or in the future. All computers, we believe, and now they have, will have basically built-in cameras, which, again, is a double-edged sword. It's saying talk to your wife, talk to your husband, do TV, do, you know, whatever. It's like something out of 2001 Space Odyssey where you make the phone call and it's video. But the point is they've got it jacked in where when you use their services – they have basically a digital connection and a cookie that's connected to that connection where they can open up and watch you and listen to you. And Google said, don't worry, it's a computer listening to everything you're doing. And it said, if a dog's barking in the background while you're on the computer, we sell that data to people that might want to have dog food ads pop up on websites you visit that have Google ads. It's not just locating off of your geographic location with cookies, and then you're like, wow, they're advertising, you know, every restaurant within 2 miles of my house. How do they know that? Well, you're on sites, and they've geolocated you, and they're advertising those at you. And it's not just Google. It's Facebook. They're all doing it. And it's back in the news. We've got a bunch of new developments here today on that front. I've got some Homeland Security news out of Green Bay, but before I get to that, let me bring up some older Green Bay news for you. It's in Matrix of Evil, 2003. It's free online if you want to watch it, or you can support us and buy the DVD. Of course, the film has Ron Paul in it and more. And I just read in there, in a speech I give from the Green Bay newspaper, where the governor was given a tour to the media of one of the first threat fusion centers in the country that was public. And he said, look here, we just type in your name. He showed the reporters, the mayor of Wisconsin, the governor of Wisconsin at the time. And he said, look, I just tracked where you are and the cell phone in your pocket. And it freaked out the people that were there enough that later they tried to pull that story. But that's what they've got all over the country. The cops know what pizza you ordered yesterday. They know how fast you drove. They know everything through these, quote, services you pay for. It's by federal regulations that all the cell phones are tracking you in real time, where you are, what you're doing. They punch one button, it dials in, and they know where you are, what you're doing. They can listen to you. And it does violate federal and state wiretapping laws. They've not overturned those laws. It was federal regulations to manufacturers that all of this be built in standard. So they're not going to get in any trouble for this. They're not going to get in any trouble for doing all of this. You have to understand that. Because they're the system. They selectively enforce. But when you protest that you don't have a right to protest without a permit, and that turns a privilege into, it turns a right into a privilege, and you get arrested and you videotape it, you're going to go to jail. Now, clearly the statute doesn't say that. It's official oppression. It's unlawful arrest. It's false arrest. It's racketeering. It's a civil rights violation. I mean, this is like North Korean level super creepy tyranny. And the cops all over the country, it's being overturned by federal and state courts hundreds and hundreds of times, and they don't care. And in some cases, people fall through the cracks. They don't get the right lawyer. They don't know their rights. Hundreds of people, in fact, we're going to do a report on it, if not tomorrow, next week, hundreds of people have served sentences or are in jail right now that we know of in these 12 states that are doing this because the jury didn't understand the law, the judge was corrupt, and let it go forward, and they're being sent to jail for videotaping police in public. And in one of the cases I saw, it was in Maryland, where the cops were 200 yards away beating someone, and somebody videotaped it, and the cops just came over and arrested them and took them to jail too. And that person served a year-long plus sentence, and we're working on getting them on. In America, the cops know full well you have a First Amendment right in public to videotape them. Or when they pull you over, you have a right to videotape them. And in 12 states, at the state government level, they have made conscious decisions and in the morning briefings have told the state police and others, somebody videotapes you, you take them to jail, we're going to charge them. And we don't care if the law doesn't really say this. We're tired of being videotaped. We're going to send a chilling effect. And they go out as an organized crime operation to violate your civil rights in a focused, conscious way. It doesn't get any more creepy and criminal. Now, 38 states don't do this. Texas is amongst them, where the police honor the First Amendment. But I shouldn't even have to say thank you for doing your job. I mean, that's just a given. They did lose a lot of lawsuits all over the state back in 99, 2000. There were hundreds. There were more than 15 or so at the time in Austin that they lost. Back then, they would come up and say, turn your camera off or I'm going to arrest you. And I'd say, why? You're interfering with a police officer's duty. And I'd be like, I'm 100 yards away from you in that checkpoint. You want me to move back? I'll be reasonable, but do you think it's reasonable for me to move back? They're like, turn that camera off. You've seen the tapes with Mike Hansen and myself. They're on YouTube. And I'll go, okay, I'm going to have to sue you. You know that this is wrong. And if you take me to jail, I'll beat the rap. I won't beat the ride. But you're not going to beat the ride either. And I'll say, come, you've seen the videos. I'll say, do you want to lose your house and jet ski? You make the decision right now. You make the call. And every time the cop goes, all right, whatever. But again, why should I have to sit there and talk to you like that? Why are you in my face? I'm going to videotape you. Just like you've got your cameras up everywhere, videotaping us and license plate scanning us and everything else. All right, but point is, there are literally thousands of people being charged right now in 12 states. I'm seeing cases where cops come in your business and for the surveillance cameras, if they have audio, they're clapping people in irons. And again, it's getting thrown out of court 99% of the time. I'm going to finish up with this, get to the latest developments. Chuck Norris has come out big time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Look, I just want to simplify this. It really is an indicator of criminal, willful, conscious, premeditated corruption and official oppression and tyranny with a big fat capital T that in 12 states, and the worst is Illinois, that's where we see the biggest percentage of cases, They're the king daddy of this treason, where they are arresting demonstrators, activists, business owners, people that are videotaping cops from their front yard. And the cops know that it's not applicable in the statute. They know Illinois courts have thrown it out over and over again, and they do not care. And justice states that official corruption is to be punished even more than grassroots corruption, because it's so dangerous when the power of the state gets out of hand. And instead, these police continue, and these district attorneys continue, and the state attorneys continue to try to put people in jail. I mean, they just threw out a week and a half ago the case of Mr. Allison, where they wanted life in prison for videotaping and audiotaping police in public and letting them know he was. I mean, I have run hidden cameras all the time. Police do it all the time when they pull you over. They don't tell you. They got a little camera, you know, on their lapel, basically hidden. Are they going to go to jail? No, they're not going to go to jail. There's no perception in public. You should know that when you're in public, you don't have any privacy. Now, if somebody comes up and climbs your back fence and goes up and puts a bug up against your window, pick up audio, yeah, you should get jail time. But the government's doing stuff like that. Google's doing that. TomTom's doing that. OnStar's doing that. And they're not getting in any trouble because they're claiming you contracted with them. Well, in the past, they didn't even tell you they were doing this. As people learn more, they have been forced to do this. So, what do we do about this? It's the people of Illinois need to get angry. You know, I've got a little short ABC newscast I want to play here. And listen to these reporters. How many of these reports have I played where the reporters all over the country go along with this? Oh, videotaping police in public or a traffic stop, you're going to jail. These journalists know the power of the press. They know the power of the First Amendment. They know. They know all over Illinois it's been thrown out. This is in Illinois. They know this. But they play along with it. It's this servitude. It's this getting off on playing along with these hoaxes. Just like all the newscasts I can play here. You see them in your town, your area. It's always the same. It's the law. Take the shots. Go to jail if you don't. There's no law. It's a government of hoaxing crooks with a bunch of well-meaning reporters. And by well-meaning, they think it's good to lie. They think it's good to go along with the system. Maybe they're not well-meaning. I don't know what their problem is. Is this the type of society we want our kids growing up in? Let's go ahead and play part of the clip. Listen to this hoax.
For my special segment, felony eavesdropping. You may not know that if you use your cell phone to record the voice of a police officer without his or her permission, you're committing a felony.
ABC 7's Paul Mikey joining us tonight to tell us about a man who learned about the law the hard way and has decided to challenge the state's eavesdropping law.
Kathy and Ron, this is the story of Louis Probe, but it's also about others who've run afoul of the Illinois eavesdropping law, one of the most restrictive of its kind in the country. It requires that all parties to a conversation give their consent before you can record it legally. Say you take out your smartphone and you start taking pictures of police officers making an arrest. The pictures, the video, is allowed by law, but you must have permission before you record the audio, even if the officer is on the public way.
Oh!
I'm just an ordinary citizen. I was on my way to the movies, and all of a sudden I'm facing a felony and 15 years in prison.
Louis Frobe calls it the worst experience of his life. He was on his way to a late evening movie on an August night last year, when he was stopped for speeding in far north suburban Lindenhurst. Louis didn't believe he was in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and he figured if he was going to get a ticket, he wanted to be able to document his challenge with video evidence. So he got out this pocket camera, which he was not real adept at using. At one point, he held it out the window trying to record where he was. When the officer, being recorded on his squad dash cam, walked back to Louis' car...
That's enough. We're going to come back. These are criminals that are falsely charging people, and they know it. They know they're crooks. They are crooks. False imprisonment attempt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so this goes to the heart of corruption in our nation. Oh, by the way, I even forgot another one of our top stories. I covered it last night. It is so incredible. NORML, the National Organization for the Legalization of Marijuana Laws, has confirmed and gotten the ATF letter that they're now telling gun dealers that it's up to them to find out if somebody is a medical marijuana cardholder under state law, and that they then cannot sell them a firearm, and basically implies that people that are medical marijuana holders now cannot own a gun. Now, this is outside of law. This is outside of law. They try to twist it and claim they've got authority. But it's just like the ATF saying, we don't need a law. We're just going to say now if you sell more, two or more rifles, you got to report it to us. It's already reported to the FBI through NICS and the instant check. But it's just about we set the precedent. You do what we say outside of law. And then it moves on to things like, oh, we're going to charge people using marijuana with a doctor's card under, and they say in the letter, we don't care what the state law says. This is lawlessness, but it is undoubted lawlessness that cops don't want to be videotaped, and I'm showing this newscast to analyze the propaganda of the newscast as well. And then we're going to two guests who've both been victims of this here in a moment, where the cop pulls the guy over. And the cop comes up, and he's recording video and audio, and he sees the guy with his camera out the window videotaping his surroundings because he believes he was driving the speed limit. You know what? I've thought about mounting in my car a built-in camera system with like three or four cameras on the car, like one in the front, one in the back, two on the inside. You know, one pointing out, one with a dome shot on the inside. In fact, I've even had years ago a sponsor that was a sponsor on our website who was actually offering this. That's a good idea because they do not like it. They do not like it. And say, this vehicle protected by video and audio surveillance. I mean, what are they going to start doing? Charging a 7-Eleven when they walk in and it has that? But again, here is the cop in Illinois, pulls him over. And the gentleman says, I'm videotaping this. And the cop's just like, okay, that's it for you, buddy. Again, and I've read the Illinois statute. It doesn't say this. And for years, it's been thrown out of court. But they don't care. They keep charging and charging and charging. Take Michael Allison, who's about to join us, along with Christopher Drew, who's under the gun right now, facing 15 years, for protesting and videotaping it. And he's got lung cancer, and, well, he'll tell you his story in a moment. But they also want us to pay as taxpayers to incarcerate these people while violent offenders are released. So, folks, it's the essence of tyranny when they put law-abiding citizens in dungeons. And it's hard to get into these cops' mindset and the state attorney's mindset that they would have no humanity and see you as an animal and want to create a chilling effect so the public won't videotape their other abuses. This is a desperate, incredibly abusive thing. And if this stands, we're becoming North Korea. Let's go ahead and finish the news clip.
On the public way.
I'm just an ordinary citizen. I was on my way to the movies, and all of a sudden I'm facing a felony and 15 years in prison.
Louis Frobe calls it the worst experience of his life. He was on his way to a late evening movie on an August night last year when he was stopped for speeding in far north suburban Lindenhurst. Louis didn't believe he was in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and he figured if he was going to get a ticket, he wanted to be able to document his challenge with video evidence. So he got out this pocket camera, which he was not real adept at using. At one point, he held it out the window trying to record where he was. When the officer, being recorded on his squad dash cam, walked back to Louis' car, the officer saw Louis' camera.
Yes, 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 yes.
Is it recording our conversation?
Yes.
That's what? We're eavesdropping on our conversation. I did not give you permission to do so.
Louis Frobe is then cuffed and arrested for felony eavesdropping.
That is tyranny.
I was absolutely terrified.
That is evil.
Him, I said, I didn't know about this law. Would you please take the camera? It's like, this is no big deal, and smash it. I was like, you know, I didn't know about the law.
Louis spent a night in the Lake County Jail, was released on bond the next day. Later, the charges against him were dropped. But so angry was Louis Frobe that he decided to file a federal lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the state's
eavesdropping
law.
All right, let's stop right there.
And they had audio in there.
It's been overturned over and over again. Here's the cop videotaping him and audiotaping him. And even when the guy groveled and said, take it, smash it, he wanted to punish that guy. He wanted to put him in jail. And that cop would sleep good at night if that family man spent 15 years in the pen, in an Illinois state penitentiary. I mean, do you have no basic decency, Illinois, and the other 11 states doing it? Do you think any of us are safe? Our bank accounts, our pensions, our futures, anything, if there's not rule of law? If government can get away with that, if that officer, not servant, not peace officer, but officer, enforcer, who's enforcing garbage when the statute doesn't even say how they're applying it, can do that and treat a fellow citizen like they're dirt, you're going to be treated like dirt. Don't you get that? These protections are here for us all, hard fought for. They're hiring more and more cops because the corrupt system on top is protecting them, who want to enslave us. And more they're becoming enemies of the Republic, enemies of the American people, just like they are in North Korea or Mexico. Everybody knows in other parts of the world, the police are dangerous, dirty thugs, a street gang. There is a very small separation between guardians of liberty, peace officers, and enforcers for a corrupt state. And you've got to decide which side you're on. I mean, now there's checkpoints all over the country with the military. With the police, totally illegal what they're doing. Violates posse comitatus, other laws. They're just doing it. You've got to start saying no. And I know a lot of people do say no. They get kicked off the force. Well, then you need to not just leave the force. You need to speak out. You need to file lawsuits. You need to get involved. If you see a cop in one of these states going, let's charge this guy, or you're their supervisor, you need to come and say, no, this has been thrown out over and over again. But see, these cops do it because they're told in their briefings, go out there and teach the public not to tape us. And I've talked to police who've been involved. They'll say, isn't that really unconstitutional? Oh, you're not going to get promoted. They want to promote tough guys who are on roids, who will go out and push our families around. Well, you know what's going to happen. 1776 is going to happen. Let's not go there, okay? Let's not go there. Don't follow the orders of these criminal bankers. Okay, I'm done. I want to go now for the rest of the hour to Michael Allison and Christopher Drew. Michael Allison, of course, faced life in prison. The judge threw the case out on the Constitution, agreed, because they had the precedent of all the other judges' rulings and common sense. But the state still wanted Allison life in prison. Now, here's the Daily Mail. Chicago artist protest backfires as he faces 15 years in jail because he recorded his own arrest on video. And joining us is activist Chris Drew. Chris, thank you for coming on with us today.
Hi, welcome.
Briefly, tell us about why you're protesting, what you're facing. And I guess since you have lung cancer, this is their little way of trying to help you out.
Yeah, they gave me a two-month delay so I could get better from lung cancer. They were being very generous. I was arrested for selling art for a dollar on State Street. That's a misdemeanor, of course, but they decided because I was protesting a law that would make the city better by allowing artists to make a living in public, that I deserve something more than just a misdemeanor. So they found a recorder, an audio recorder, and now you should realize that I had a team with me that was documenting this. I had another female artist who
sure, you were recording to protect yourself. You're in public. You have a right to protect yourself. It's your office out there
on
the street.
And I had another artist videotaping and audio taping the whole thing. And they didn't arrest her. They arrested me on selling art for a dollar and then charged me with a class one felony. Now, that's a malicious prosecution because that class one felony aspect of the Illinois law doesn't read for taping a conversation between a citizen and a police officer. It's for spying on the justice system. It reads for audio recording a conversation between a police officer.
Sir,
and a judge
we
and
know it's unconstitutional.
Else.
It's been thrown out over and over again. The point here is, though, they're trying to keep people from selling things on the street, because you're only allowed to buy stuff from big box stores.
Right.
Another just like they're going after lemonade stands all over the country and arresting little kids, and you can't have a garden in your front yard.
Right.
And a judge in Wisconsin has ruled, I've got that article coming up later, that you're not allowed to grow your own vegetables. They say under the police power, you don't have that right. So we understand they're tyrants. But specifically, tell us where this is going with the 15 years you face.
Well, they're continuing, in spite of the fact that another judge has called it unconstitutional, they're continuing to prosecute my case. And we'll probably have a trial in November or certainly before February of next year.
Now, you're right. It is malicious prosecution. It's also official oppression. It is racketeering because they know that the statute that you just read is for spying on the justice system. That would mean planting a bug in the district attorney's office.
Exactly.
Or something like that. Not having video or audio in your own car or there at a demonstration. Obviously, they're trying to punish you for your political action.
Exactly.
For your speech.
Definitely. And there's no better example of that. I'm an artist selling art on the street. That's the most protected activity in this country, according to the First Amendment, but
and according according to Supreme Court rulings.
We have to fight for those rights.
Well, it's your freedom of expression. I mean, they're hitting you on so many fronts, and I know there's federal lawsuits by some over this, but we need to go ahead and see these police and others charged for the fact they're trying to frame citizens.
Especially the prosecutors, because the prosecutors are the ones who brought this. This in the city of Chicago, in order to prosecute a felony, the prosecutors make that decision. The policemen did not make that decision. It took them 4 hours to decide to prosecute me on that class one felony. That officer had no decision-making power in that.
Yeah, but he clearly triggered it. He clearly triggered it by saying, because you were recording it, that you were somehow bad.
Oh, yeah, he's a participant in it.
But no, he's a participant in trying to destroy this country.
Yeah. But it's this is a machine city, and the decision was made by the machine. And the officer was just, if they decided another way, if they decided as they did in another case where the officer, the tape of the officer hit the newsstand before they got to it, they decided to, in that case, discipline the officer. So it's a decision made, at least in Chicago. Now, the Fobe case, that was a decision by the officer, but in Chicago, those decisions are made by the prosecutor, the Cook County State's attorney.
Yeah, but we know Chicago is famous. There's no corruption in the police or the government.
Right. That's exactly right. They're all one. And if you want the news on corruption, it all comes from them.
No, I know. They wrote the book on it. In fact, the Chicago mob model of 1313 with a double set of books where you have city budget and then all the real money, that was adopted in the 50s by the entire country and the Federal Reserve, and that's where they've stolen about 85% on average of our tax money to their offshore accounts. It's all public. I mean, this government has just been operating in criminal for so long, and Chicago really taught us how, along with New York. But I mean, how long will the people of Chicago put up with this? How long will the people of Illinois put up with this? I mean, how much criminality will you put up with by government?
Well, that's a good question, and that's why we're making a big issue out of this, because this is a prime example of this is a line in the sand for the people to react to. The young people are not going to stand for this. If they convict me, this issue is only going to grow. And even whatever they do, they cannot paper over it, because young people have cell phones in their hand, and they intend to use them. There is no way that this state and this city is going to tell young people that they can't protect themselves in court with the truth and from public on the street. And so it's just going to come up again and again and again.
But the system is so arrogant, they don't know that they're destroying themselves in the eyes of the people. That's what always happens in corruption. The corrupt finally take everything over, then they think they're invincible and start really spitting in people's face.
Well, that's Chicago here. They think they're invincible here.
They start really rubbing it in. And it's at that point that tyranny starts to really get resisted, and then they even start attacking more, and then it explodes, and it's all over for the tyrants.
Well, that's why I call Chicago the ground zero for this issue in the nation, because they're the worst in the nation. It has the worst law in the nation. They're prosecuting it in the worst possible manner. And the people in Chicago are more and more understanding that they must change city
law. Well, it's come out in the news, as you know, in Chicago, that cops will walk in and say to a bar and say, "I like your wife. Come go over here and give me service, or I'm gonna bust this place." And they just say, "Here's my wife." And the cops just openly deal the drugs. I talked to Aaron Russo, who had the famous club there that Led Zeppelin and others were playing at. And came in and said, "Pay me protection money." And they kept coming and saying more, more, more. And finally, the cops just opened their own club, came in, beat everybody up and shut it down, and then took Aaron and tortured him, and then said, "It's our club now," because they opened one down the street. I mean, it's, and the people just put up with it because it's Al Capone. America is run by the spirit of Al Capone.
Well, people have to make a change.
And, of course, you got the Daily mob boss. Now they've handed it over to the Israeli commander, Rahm Emanuel, to be your ruler. We're going to go to break. I want to come back with you, and I want to get to Michael Allison. What do you think of his case? He was facing life in prison.
That's totally absurd. Totally absurd for asking the right to have a fair court trial, to be able to document the public record, for the public record, what's happening in court and what's happening in public.
Yeah, that was one of his charges. He kept asking for a court reporter with them stealing his cars, for those who just tuned in. He walked in with a recorder and said, "Your Honor, I'm going to record this for the record." And they arrested him and said, "Life in prison, buddy." Okay, we're going to come back with the artist gentleman we're talking to, Christopher Drew, evil thought criminal, and then Michael Allison, another wicked thought criminal. Now, the judge threw it out, but the state's saying they're going to probably bring it back. They want him to spend life in prison.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, from a digitally secure location, deep inside the Live Free or Die sovereign state of New Hampshire, it's time once again for that doctor of digital privacy, America's Liberty Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Catherine Albrecht.
Hello, Catherine Albrecht here. Oh my goodness, I am thinking about travel. I'm thinking about travel. I know a lot of people were traveling over the holidays, so I've got a couple of speaking engagements coming up, and I'm going to have to brave the airports. Now, I was able to avoid traveling by air for the last couple of months. You know, I stuck close to home, stayed right here in New England over the New Year's and Christmas holidays, and it was kind of nice to just sort of hunker down with the fireplace and the Christmas tree. But as I'm looking at these upcoming trips, just kind of looking at my calendar and kind of thinking, I want to ask you guys who have actually been in the airports. I've not been in an airport, which is amazing to say this. I normally travel two or three times a month by plane. But for whatever reason, the end of 2010 was really a quiet time for travel for me. Maybe it's because there's not a lot of speaking engagements and events going on in the month of December. It's kind of a sort of the weekend of the year, I suppose. It's kind of like the Sabbath of the 12 months. It's the day that people or the month that people just kind of hang out and don't schedule a whole lot of exciting things. But I've actually not been in an airport, and I've not flown on an airplane since they introduced the new general pat-downs and the new naked icing machines. Now, I've been in several airports, I've talked about this before, where I've been in an airport where the line was going near one of those machines. And in each case, I said to the person who, you know, they've got the TSA uniformed person who looks at your ID with the little flashlight.
That attempt to portray a future world where the police are absolute gang member thugs, things like Clockwork Orange and others. But if you've actually been in Chicago or you've been in New York City, when you actually see these cops, they look sullen, angry, on power trips, arrogant, rude to people. I mean, I've been in third world countries, and the cops don't act like this. And I've been in third world countries and seen seedy, criminal type. And it's just like when you're in some, you know, gas station in the middle of nowhere at night, you pull over and there's a pool hall right next to it and there's kind of scummy ex-con looking people. You're like, ugh. You can see it in them. They're into darkness. They're into corruption. And you see these cops. It's like, man, these are criminals. I mean, one look at them. Hats back on their head. Bellies hanging out. We walk around and you just even kind of look at them. They just look at you like, yeah, I'm a criminal. I mean, it is just, whoa. It's so creepy. It's so humiliating. And I've seen people in New York. I've done it myself when I hadn't been there many times. I was like, hey, officer, you know where this is, please? And they're just, do I look like a phone book? I mean, they want you to know this country's our scum. And we got your guns and we're going to get your bank account. I mean, it is to live as slaves is really sick. And I'm not going to live as one. So when the cops have done that to me in New York, I've said, you know what? You can go ahead and arrest me if you want, but I'm a human being. You're treating me like trash. A few times I didn't want to get arrested early on at the RNC. So you can see the footage of that in police state. Film I made, martial law, 911 rise of police state, where I'm like 100 yards away from one of the holding facilities, and a cop goes, who are you? Get out of here. I'll arrest you. And I went ahead and, well, they were trying to get one of my guy's face, and I said, officer, I'm the one that told him to take. Was I talking to you? Just loving to let you know you are trash. Oh, my gosh. And it goes to the heart of things that in 12 states now, cop pulls you over, you get your camera out. They're like, why are you doing that to document this? Get out, you're going to jail. And I've seen it with women with kids in the car. They call CPS, take the kids. Cop loves the kids crying, going on that van away. Those cops just get charged up. Sometimes you'll see the squad car video while they're in the back of the car, and they'll go, now you're feeling good, huh? In the back of the car? Showing you who's boss now. And weird things where they pull a guy over and the guy goes, officer, I have a, shut up. Officer, I have a, officer by law, shut up or I'm going to beat you. 5 minutes later, get out, I'm searching the car. Officer, I have a concealed carry. I'm going to blow your head off. 15 minutes later, guy in the back. Oh, to kill you right now. I think I might just kill you. Please don't kill me. Yeah, I think I will. You're supposed to tell me you got a gun. I mean, that was what, in Ohio? I mean, just crazy people. I think I played clips of that a month or two ago. I mean, and there's so many of these videos, I can't even show them all to you. All right, I know I'm ranting. We're going to hold you guys 5 minutes in the next hour. I got a bunch of news to get to. But Michael Allison, they still may bring the charges back up. It was dismissed. I shouldn't even say thrown out of court. But the charges weren't dropped. It was thrown out of court by the judge. You still could face life in prison. What do you think of, and we're going to come back and get your comment on it. What do you think of Christopher Drew for recording his own demonstration facing 15 years?
I've talked to Mr. Drew about his case, and whenever I started digging into the fact that this thing even existed, I started trying to find out all the information I could, and I ran across his case.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about it more in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.